she listened as closely as possible. There did seem to be a kind of stifled murmur within. Or was it merely the singing in Pandora's ears? Or could it be the beating of her heart? The child could not be sure herself whether she had heard anything or not, but at all events her curiosity was stronger than ever. Her eyes fell upon the knot of gold cord. It must have been a clever person who tied this knot, said Pandora to herself, but I think I could untie it nevertheless. I believe I will at least try to find the two ends of the cord. So she took the golden knot in her fingers and looked into it as sharply as she could. Almost without quite knowing what she was about, she was soon busily trying to undo it. Meanwhile, the bright sunshine came through the open window, as did also the merry voices of the children playing at a distance, and perhaps the voice of Epimetheus among them. Pandora stopped to listen. What a beautiful day it was! Would it not be wiser if she were to let the troublesome knot alone and think no more about the box, but run and join her little playfellows and be happy? All this time, however, her fingers were busy with a knot, and happening to glance at the face on the lid of the enchanted box, she seemed to see it slyly grinning at her. That face looks very mischievous, thought Pandora. I wonder whether it smiles because I am doing wrong. I have a great notion to run away. But just then, by the merest accident, she gave the knot a kind of twist. The gold cord untwined itself as if by magic and left the box without a fastening. This is the strangest thing I ever knew, said Pandora. What will Epimetheus say, and how can I possibly tie it up again? She made one or two attempts to tie the knot, but soon found it quite beyond her skill. It had untied itself so suddenly that she could not in the least remember how the strings had been doubled into one another, and when she tried to recollect the shape and appearance of the knot, it seemed to have gone entirely out of her mind. Nothing was to be done, therefore, but to let the box remain as it was until Epimetheus should come in.